Are you a positive person or a negative person? Do you even know the difference? I'm going to explain to you what to look out for and what to focus on and what to avoid. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so yes, I think all of us would love to go on through life with this joyous innocence where the sky is blue, the sun is shining, and happy days, and we're loving life, and you have a zest for everyday carpe diem, jumping out of bed, waiting to turn the world on fire, right? I gotta believe all of us, everybody in the world, at one point in their life, started that way. Every day of our lives, at some point, we had that passion, that just, you know, joyous innocence is all I can say. You know, it might have been when you were 3 years old, might have been when you were 6 months old, and you don't even remember. But there was a time that everybody loved life. And then life happened. And it may not have been what you expected. It may not have been what you wanted. And yet you gotta go through the motions and you gotta live and learn and wake up and do it all over again. So I'm making this video because I want to create awareness, number one, and hopefully stimulate change. Plant a seed of kindness, right? Plant a new way to approach difficult situations. And I guess what I'm talking about is people, right? We're a world of people. And whether we get along or we don't get along or we agree or we disagree, there has to be some level of mutual respect. And now, more than ever, the world is complicated. It's complicated. Me, he, she, it, they, them, what, why. All of these different things are just coming out of the woodwork about how to treat people, how to do this, and injustice, and socially, and distancing, and all of this stuff. That it comes a point where it's hard to be positive, right? You turn on the news, killing, shooting, killing, something happened, right? How come they don't report that, you know, fireman saved a cat out of a tree anymore, right? That used to be the news in the 50s or whenever it was. And yes, it has taken 100 years or more for us to get to where we are right now, where unfortunately in my little life of 52 years, I have definitely seen the swing from the amount of people who are positive, helpful, joyous, kind, considerate, wanting to be, to help the greater good. Fast forward to today, it's all about what's in it for me. Who's going to give me something? Sense of entitlement, a sense of whatever it is. It's ugly and it's really despicable. So, how can we fix this? I don't know. However, I have an idea of how we can at least help turn the wind into a different direction, at least. It all boils down to a couple different things, right? Hate is a strong word, you know, love is a strong word. If we can get something in the middle, and I think, you know, what I learned from my mom is that she was the kindest person in the entire world. She was like the Mother Teresa. She loved everybody, no matter what color they were and whatever they looked like or whatever. She loved animals, people, whatever it was. And I love growing up like that because I'm a positive person. Or maybe some of it has to do with her, my other siblings, I don't know. So, but there's positive, there's negative. And growing up, you have friends, you have relationships, you run into people, you're having a drink, you're telling a story. I want you to pay attention because while people are talking, they have basically two directions where they're going. Either they're going in a negative direction or they're going into a positive direction. They're either talking about growing, you know, giving, contributing, helping, all of these things, or just being the best they can be, you know, making money. Hey, there's no shame in making money, right? That's not a bad thing. It depends on what you do with it, but being successful, all those things, right? I believe is in a positive state of mind. When you get to the negative, you hear those people who are just doom and gloom. They blame the weather, they're blaming traffic, they blame everything and anything. That's all they talk about. That's all they talk about. They're depressed, they didn't get the job they wanted, their boss is an idiot, and they hate life. Be careful, because it's very easy to fall into that trap of trying to commiserate with that negative person, and then you find yourself talking about negative things that you would have never talked about before. And that is what I believe has caused society to get to where it is now. Something that happened 100 years ago, when one negative person took a positive person, told them their sob story, the positive person joined in. Next thing you know, they both were negative talking about everything. And that's kind of what that commiserate comes from. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. Go to any bar right now. You go park yourself at a bar stool anywhere in the world, I guarantee you there's someone going to be there complaining about something. Right? Alcohol, want to go, have a drink, complain about something. Make you feel better. So, these negative people, slowly but surely, are talking to positive people, and all of a sudden, they're bringing them over to the dark side. So funny, because I came up with this topic when I was watching Star Wars with my boys. And I'm a big Star Wars fan. I didn't get into Star Trek too much, but I love Star Wars. So I'm sitting there with Maxwell and Morgan, and I'm watching Darth Vader, you know, fighting Luke for the first time. And their lightsabers are going and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, this is a prime example. This is a prime example of how the world got to be where we are right now. Think about it. I don't know if you know the story. I'm pretty sure you do. Right? Darth Vader used to be a good guy. He used to be positive. Then he had the dark side talk to him, brought him over to the dark side. Now he's fighting for the dark side. So what is he doing? Now Luke is the good guy. Luke, I'm your father. Come join me on the dark side. It's powerful. It's awesome. It's great. Oh, trust me, the dark side, it's pretty damn cool if you allow it to be, right? There's some really, you know, fun stuff going on the dark side. And so it's very tempting. It's very tempting to go to the dark side. And in some moments, you might visit the dark side and then hopefully you come back. But it's the ones that never return. They go to the dark side. They become poster child for the dark side. Then their mission is to convert more people to the dark side. So, in a nutshell, that's why the world is as screwed up as it is. And I really don't know what the future holds. I don't know who's going to be watching this video 5 years from now, or 50 years, or 500 years from now. And yet, I believe that unless we change the trajectory of this positive, negative influence in the world, we're going down the wrong path. And it's not pretty. I don't see the ending well at all. And so my message is to positive people of the world, don't allow negative people to get into your head. Don't allow them to start bringing up stuff that's this victim mindset. That's all it is. They're victims. Somebody did something, somebody hurt them, somebody cut them off. It's always somebody else's, you know, reason. Something else happened. It's someone else's fault why they're in the situation that they're in. So, number one, don't let them penetrate into your mind. Okay? You got it? Okay. Number two, you actually take offense. Not offense, you go on the offense and you start telling them positive stuff. You tell them how great your day was, how awesome life is. You start telling them, wow, I took control of my life. I'm loving life. I'm in a great relationship. I have a wonderful family. I have wonderful kids. I have wonderful parents. I'm making a ton of money. I love my new car. You tell your story. You share the positive sunlight on their negativity. And if you're successful, we can convert them to positive people, happy people, kind people, people that want to actually help the greater good. It's not just about you and your selfish, miserable, boring life. It's about the greater good. And when you bring yourself to the good side, I guess, what is it, the light side? If it's the dark side, what is the opposite of the dark? Light? Good? I don't know. This side, right? The positive side is what I call it, because positive is the way you go up through life. So if we can keep bringing some of those negative people to the positive light side, one at a time, we can somehow stop. First, we gotta stop the scales from tipping, because they're already tipped, right? They're already tipped. We need to slow it down first, and then we get some momentum, and then we can get more positive people. Get rid of the dark side people. Let them come over. Let them start fresh. Let them have a new start in life. Whatever it is, we can do it one person at a time. Okay? So if you're a negative person, stop it. Go find yourself a positive person and tell them why they're so damn happy. Ask them why they're so happy and see if you can get some of that and put that in your cereal and eat it. Positive people, go out there. Don't let negative people win. If you start to hear them talking about doom and gloom, that doesn't work for me. No thanks. You don't want to talk about that? Talk about that somebody else. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about this. Are you ready or not? And based upon that answer, you need to decide if you want to be friends with that person anymore, right? Maybe you don't want them as a friend. So that's our focus. That's our goal. And maybe we can have the world start to look a lot different in a positive way moving forward for our children, our generations, and all the generations to come. Okay? It starts one. Let's take one at a time.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.